Cross-country road trip. I've driven across the country 5 times in my life. Twice as a child, my father drove from California to D.C. and back. Once from Texas to D.C. with my spouse to relocate me in D.C. while she remained in Texas doing her job in the military and mine in the U.S. State Department. Then in 2017, an epic 10,000-mile road trip, 31 states in 3 months. 31 states in 3 months, we started in D.C., drove to Florida, stopping off every 300 miles, stopped in Virginia and Georgia, staying at military bases along the way, eating in various restaurants, finding food always a problem. It's outside of the metro areas, few people really knew how to serve gluten-free food, and most of the food we ate was pretty ghastly indeed, Finally hitting Tampa, where we became a resident and stayed a week, checking it out as a potential retirement destination. Finally, it was time to move on. Drove through Florida, seen some real poor rural towns in the outback of Florida. Saw a lot of rural poverty throughout our trip. As much of the country we found resembled a third world backwater. Shocking to see how far the country had declined outside the big metro areas. We stayed in Tallahassee one night, not that impressed. Then Birmingham, Alabama, and also not that impressed. In a hot spring, Arkansas, 2 nights. Lost money in gambling, of course. Then on to Little Rock and saw the Clinton Museum. Little Rock was a nice town, but not a place for us. On we went. Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri flew by. What we could see from the freeway was nothing but rural poverty. Oklahoma welcomed us. Hundreds of Indian casinos. But we drove on and stayed outside Oklahoma City, had some decent barbecue next day, drove all the day through Texas, thinking the country classic. Dear God, drove 800 miles, still stuck in Texas, and ended up in Armadillo, Texas. Had great Tex-Mex there. Drove by the Grand Canyon, Texas, did not stop. And on to New Mexico, we stayed to enjoy 2 days, checking out the sights made famous in Breaking Bad, gambling, of course, and eating at the oldest restaurant in America. Tried New Mexican wine, not for the faint of heart, and on to Arizona, stopped off in Winslow to take a picture of the guitar player, the Mustang, where the song Takes It Easy plays all day long, 24/7 tribute. Finally went to Las Vegas, stayed a few days, visiting friends, gambling a lot, decided in Las Vegas also would not be our retirement destination. We then drove to Reno, spent the night, lost some money to impress, drove through the Nevada desert. Right by Area 51. Stopped by the Area 51 alien brothel. Looked at all the tourist alien things, did not buy anything though, saw by the edge of the road, Area 51 fencing and armed patrols everywhere, hiding whatever they are hiding. Spent the night in Topolpak, lost money, snowing in the morning next day. Next day, we decided to drive all the way to Medford, Oregon, 350 miles through some beautiful mountains. Worth a future trip to Lassen Volcano, then past Mount Shasta, onto Medford along I-5. We felt we were going home, and perhaps Medford would be our final home. But we had to go back in 2 months, and that is another epic poem yet to be written.